We want to bring on, Julie's in studio with me now. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
We have Heidi Young joining us. She's a special liaison with the board of directors with the POW MIA organization in Pocatello. Heidi, welcome. It's good to have you on the program this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so you messaged in to us, and we want to know your perspective, your take on this.
Well, I think, first of all, it needs to be known, and I think there's very little known about the POWMI flag. This flag was actually designed by families from before the POWMI issue, from the National League of POWMIA Families, specifically Vietnam is who the families belong to. Mm-hmm. They designed this flag. It was later codified into federal law to be able to fly underneath the U.S. flag, and it is the only flag that has that codification. So I think that that's important to know. This flag doesn't just represent veterans. It specifically represents those unreturned veterans from all of our nation's conflicts and wars. You know, these thousands of families who are still waiting to receive answers from our government and still waiting for those family members to be accounted for. That is what that flag represents. And so it's not an issue flag. It's not a, you know, we don't fly that flag as a, hey, this is who we are thing. It is something that has a very specific meaning.
Yeah. So what was your thought as you saw this little controversy on, not little, but this controversy unfold on Friday?
I was actually a little bit confused about it. It was brought to my attention, Ann Mills Griffiths, who is the chairman of the board for the POWMI National League of Families in Washington.
Yeah.
She was actually the one that brought it to us, our attention. And she said, hey, are you guys aware this is happening? She actually reached out to Mayor Casper personally, and Mayor Casper responded back to her almost immediately. It is our understanding, based on the emails that I've seen, the flag was actually never removed, but it was a recommendation by the city attorney. And so she personally went to City Hall Friday night to make sure that it was still up and flying, as she believes the cause of bringing our veterans home. And so it was interesting for me. I was a little reserved on it. I didn't want to jump to conclusions because I didn't have a lot of information, like you were saying you didn't.
Yeah.
But I part of me was angry. Part of me was like, wait a minute. You know, I don't know. For us, it's very personal because we do what we do to make sure that our government is held accountable for the fullest possible accounting of all of our veterans who serve in our nation.
So, Heidi, are you aware of any other situation, any municipality, anywhere, where the flying of the POWMIA flag is controversial, or where other groups have said, if you fly the POWMIA flag, you have to fly our flag? I mean, has this been an issue anywhere else that you've heard of?
Not that I am aware of. I have never heard of that issue being said. And I will tell you, if you want a copy of it, I do have the state statute that the governor signed in reference to the flying of the flag, so I can get you that. But no, I have not heard of this happening anywhere else. We, as an organization, encourage people to fly this flag every day. We've gone to municipalities and asked them to fly the flag. Idaho Falls is one of them.
Yeah.
When we moved our event to Idaho Falls last summer, we actually met with Mayor Casper and some of her folks, and the fire stations in Idaho Falls had already been flying that flag for a while, and then under the direction of Mayor Casper, they started flying at other city buildings.
Now the flag.
But no, I've never heard of any controversy surrounding
it.
Now the flag was removed from the City of Idaho Falls library. Does it typically fly at other libraries in other locations?
They're the only ones I know of that fly it at the library.
Okay.
And my understanding is that was actually taken down a couple months ago from the library, but it was never removed from the City Hall.
Okay. Now,
or from the fire department.
This is probably a question because it's sort of an internal city issue, but do you know what phase they're reviewing the flag policy? And if the mayor didn't know that this was happening, why didn't she know it was happening?
That I couldn't answer. I have no idea. When this story broke, that was the first I'd heard that they were reviewing their flag policy.
Yeah. All right. Well, Heidi Young with the Pocatello POWMIA Special Liaison Board of Directors there. We appreciate you joining us. We've got to get to a break here, but thank you for giving us your perspective this morning.
Thank you for the time.